I think what Imran Khan lacks is something that he desperately needs, and that is that he does not evolve his political ideology and theory on the go. So far, what we know about him is that his political philosophy is continuously evolving. And while it is continuously evolving, we do not know which way it is going, whether it is right wing, whether it is centrist, whether it is some kind of a liberalism. We are never sure about his own ideology. Where is he coming from? And the moment he gets his hands on to some wonderful idea, he wastes no time in adopting it. If you go to his party's website, you will see articles which praise how Hugo Chavez has turned around the economy of Venezuela. And then you hear him speak very, very fondly of how China has eradicated corruption. Whether China has ended corruption or not, we do not know. But he is in love with the way Chinese are handling that problem. And then we also know from his past that he has been praising Nelson Mandela, that he was craving a meeting with Mahathir Mohamed. And sometimes we also hear from his ex-wife that he is some kind of a Gandhi reincarnate in a different avatar. So we do not know who actually Imran Khan is, and that is the basic flaw of Imran Khan as a leader. He needs to know, and his constituents need to know, who he is, who he really is. If he continuously keeps evolving, I think that will be his downfall. And that is the main reason why he has not been a successful leader so far.